Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck. I've had a week just reflecting on the unsearchable riches of Christ and the amazing treasure that we're given in the exhortation of the apostles, really of Christ as well, very clearly, that as believers, as followers of Christ, what we were meant to do and we're called and invited by God to do is to go deeper and deeper each day into our relationship with God and to agree with God, agree with God's plan and purpose, which is receiving the gift of his Son, Jesus, as Lord. Because he is the Lord of everything, and he's been revealed that way. And full glory, all power, all authority, everything, the destiny of the human race, of all that is in the hands of Jesus. And the Father's totally delighted about that. He revealed his Son. And then the Son revealed the Father. There's nothing more thrilling for the Father than to reveal the Son. And there's nothing more satisfying for the Son than to reveal to us the Father. The whole meaning of human existence is to come into that reality, into that relationship. That's what it's all about. That's why we are who we are. That's why we're made in the image and likeness of God. That's the meaning of human existence. And the beautiful thing is, that's why, no matter how the simplest, most forgotten, ignored, unrecognized, unimportant person from the point of view of the world can be raised to the heights in the kingdom of God. I mean, the first will be last, last will be first. There's a lot there that Jesus is communicating, because it's about walking in the prayer we've been meditating on this week, largely from Ephesians chapter 3, the last couple of days. If you had a chance to tune into the program, I encourage you to go to our website at renewalministries.net. Programs are archived there. You can listen to them. In particular, I think the simplest way to access my radio show, Sister Ann's radio show, all the stuff we're producing at Renewal Ministries is to just download the Renewal Ministries app. I'd encourage you to download the Ave Maria app as well. I think one of the things that people have appreciated most of the last while at Renewal Ministries are YouTube videos that Ralph Martin and Sister Ann Shields, myself, and our team have put together to help people navigate these challenging times that we're walking through right now. And the Lord's allowing all the things that are shakable in this world to be shaken. And he wants his church to live the way we're meant to live, to be holding on to the unshakable promises of God, the unshakable reality of being united to God, and a love that Paul reminded us that nothing can ever take it away. Nothing can separate us from the love of God. Let me read one more time this week this passage from Ephesians chapter 3 that we can take to heart and really to hear in Paul's prayer, because Peter prayed the same thing, and John and all the apostles. This is what preoccupied their hearts, when especially thinking about those that they were shepherding, they were leading. They're praying, Paul said, "For this reason I bow my knees before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth is named, that according to the riches of his glory, he may grant you to be strengthened with might through his Spirit in the inner man, and that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may have the power to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ, which surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God." Paul knows that for which he is praying. He knows it. He's experienced it himself. And he knows that the Father desires it for every single one of us, for every human being. And so, according to the riches of God's great glory, he prays that you might be strengthened with might. Isn't that great? There's a power at work. The power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead dwells in us. There's a mighty power. It's more powerful than all the atomic bombs that are in the world today. All the money, all the influence, all the power, it all seems so big. It's nothing compared to the might that's in the Spirit, that's in God, that's been given to us. And this mighty power allows us to be transformed from one degree of glory to the next, St. Paul said. It's that transcendent power that unites us with God. God's not far away. If you're baptized into Christ, you're living in His church, Christ dwells in you. And Paul is saying, yes, now I want that fact that you've been baptized into Christ, that you've been born again by water and the Spirit, I want that to come now to full fruition. And baptism, it's a fact of what happens to us, but it's like a seed that's just beginning to grow. And it's going to grow for all eternity, and the glory of Christ being manifested in us. So he's praying that the mighty power of God given to us through the Holy Spirit would touch the inner man, would touch your spirit and the core of your being. So we talked about earlier in the week, the beautiful passage from Romans chapter 8, you know, St. Paul saying that God's Spirit speaks to our spirit. Did you know that that's happening in your life? You know, it's easy to totally miss that through a variety of reasons. Either our life, you know, it's easy to fill our daily lives with noise, lots of noise, distraction, or we're talking to the wrong person. We could be in dialoguing with the devil all day. That is, he's lying to us. We're believing his lies. We're fighting those lies. We're preoccupied with all the concerns of this world. Like Jesus said, don't be anxious about anything. Don't be anxious about the things of the world. Because he said the unbelievers do that. He said the unbelievers do it because it almost makes sense that they're anxious because they don't know God. They don't know that everything in this world is passing, that not every hair on their head is numbered, and that they're named by God, that not a sparrow falls to the ground without God knowing, and you're worth more than a whole flock of sparrows. Your value is there, and life, you know, life's going to be over for each one of us soon. It's a breath, it's a passing shadow, that in Christ now, this mighty power that's at work in us, we've entered eternity already. We're touching eternity. We touch it particularly in the Eucharist and sharing in that moment in which, you know, man, all of eternity's opened up to us, but the King dwells in us. And the power of the Spirit helps us live with that eternal perspective, which puts everything in this world in its proper place. What you're seeing in the, you know, the increasing rage that's in the culture, the violence, the disorder, the demand that this world be perfect, the demand that it be ordered to people's will and what people desire. You can see the dissatisfaction and the rage and the hatred, and it's just, this is how civilizations die ultimately. I'm not predicting that ours is dying. I'm not saying ours is dying now. It's going to die someday, but it's the same thing. Human hearts are set on the wrong thing, loving and living for the wrong thing that never satisfies. And they're angry and they're scared and they're frightened and they're confused. And they become, in the midst of that anger and rage, servants of the enemy, and they don't even know it. Their own enemy who's out for their destruction. So all that's going on in the world, that energy, the disordered energy that's in the world, tries to creep in and steal what belongs to us. And that's why, you know, St. Peter said, remember, greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. The great gift you've been given is the faith you've been given to receive and accept the fact of the resurrected, glorious King of the universe having come and made his home in you. And now you're living with him. And he's introduced you to a Father, the Father. And you're now living in a relationship, in a community, in the body of Christ, with his people. And Paul's prayer, may Christ dwell in your hearts through faith. Exercise that faith today. Stand up in faith. Accept the fact, confess it in your life. Jesus Christ is my Lord. If you confess with your lips that Jesus Christ is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you'll be saved. Confess it every day until you die, you will be saved. Confess it, walk in it, live it, believe it as God strengthens you to do it. And receive it and say, thank you, Lord. Father, how precious. I accept the precious gift of Jesus, your Son, that you've given to me. I'm the richest of men. Yeah, nobody notices me in this world, but who cares? You know? I mean, so what? You notice me. You notice me, and you value me so much, Father, that you've given me the most precious gift. You've given me your Son. You've given me new life in the Holy Spirit. Wow. And this world is just passing, and it misses most everything that's important. And Lord, I thank you that you'd give it to me, a sinful, broken human being that has received the mercy of God. And I possess this treasure by your decision, by your design, by your grace, by your power, and no strength of my own, but it's pure gift. So Paul talks about might. He talks about power. You know, he said, may you have the power to comprehend with all the saints. See, the saints comprehend. They see the treasure. They behold the treasure, like the story that Jesus taught, you know, treasure hidden in the field. That's the kingdom. There's a man who's walking through this field and he stumbles upon this astounding treasure. And he's so overwhelmed by it. He takes the treasure and he hides it. And then he goes and he buys the field so he can have the treasure. He gives everything because he can understand. As St. Paul said, the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord. Is that your experience of your life as a Christian? Is that what you live from? Is that what you're living for? Is that what you attempt to communicate to other people? That's the heart of the matter. Well, Paul is saying it's not a human work. It's not just you. And you're not just given a human assignment to go out and to be, just get on the treadmill like everybody else in the world and go make your mark and be the man. No, he's saying he's giving you might. He's giving you power to enter into something that no man can lay hold of on his own strength. It's impossible. He's bringing you into a supernatural life, into the life of God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And so Paul is saying, you need power from God to comprehend this breadth, the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ. So let that be your prayer. Say, Father, I'm going to take up Paul's prayer. Father, I want to walk in that power that enables me, that comes from you and enables me to comprehend your Son, the magnitude of his love and his beauty and his majesty. Help me, Father, be thrilled and fascinated like you are by your beloved Son. Help me be preoccupied with him. You know, help me think about him day and night in the midst of all my responsibilities. Never let me forget that he's here and that he's with me so that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. That's how you get filled with all the fullness of God. It's not something you acquire through your achievements. It's a gift of God, and it comes through the Son. And that's the way the Father set it up, because he wants his Son glorified. Everything that is you and me was made by him and for him. It's all for the Son, and the Son's giving it all back to the Father. You are filled with the fullness of God that comes to us in the Beloved, in Jesus, who then turns around and makes us the Beloved of the Father. Friends, we got to live in that now. Everybody's in panic and fear, not us. Let's live like the Beloved. In Jesus' name, amen.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Unfailing Promises. In these challenging and unsettling times, the promises of God are a sure anchor and a source of great encouragement for all of us. For your free copy of Unfailing Promises, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.